All right, everybody, we're recorded, so I'm going to get started. First thing, I've deleted the IP note that anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreements signed. I'm going to put these links in the chat. I think everybody here knows about this, but put this in here. Okay, so these minutes and the audio recording of everything said in this call will be archived. We use chat and IRC to queue speakers. In the chat, IRC, type Q plus to add yourself to the queue. And then, but you could add an optional reminder to that, Q plus to mention something. And then you could also say put Q minus if you are, want to take yourself out of the queue. I'm going to put this link in here. Hey, I'm going to do the thing, and I'm going to ask for a scribe, please. Is anybody here willing to scribe for us today?
I'll give it a go. Can't guarantee quality. But
that's okay. I appreciate you doing it. Really, all you have to do is encapsulate it as best as you can. Like, no pressure here.
Do my best.
Thank you. Let's scribe. Alrighty. I think that was the fastest we've had a scribe volunteer come up, so I really appreciate that. Okay, anybody here new to the call or would like to introduce themselves or would like to reintroduce themselves or announce any changes? Just feel you can just jump on and say hello. Put yourself in the queue and let us know what's going on in your space right now. Okay.
I do have one thing, Carrie.
Sure. Go ahead, Marnie. I will scribe for you while you put yours in. Put yours.
Oh, sorry. I should put myself in the queue. There is a rough, proposal from Andy Miller for the CLR to accommodate VC. Or better aligned to VC. And so that's out there in the ether. I just thought it'd be good to document here as well.
Yes. Do you know if that's public yet? Like last time I saw it was like behind the IMS wall in that repo.
I don't know if it's public yet, actually. So I will.
As soon as it is, it'd be great to get it out there.
I will endeavor to get that to be public.
Great. That'll be great. And that's part of our talk. That's like our main topic today anyway. So as soon as that can be public, that would be awesome. Okay. Thanks, Marnie. And so today, what I thought we would do is do an update on what's happened over the past couple of weeks in terms of verifiable credentials and alignment with two of the IMS specs, the open badges and CLR. As some of you know, we at Central Sky, we wrote a proposal to align open badges with verifiable credentials. And we did this because we thought that would be the simplest way to start piloting verifiable credentials. So, you know, we submitted this proposal, and I'm going to put some links in the chat for all of you. We submitted the proposal, and then we got some pushback, and so we made an update. And so I'm going to sort of walk us through all of that as best as I can. This is a link to some slides that I'm going to put up in front of us right now. Let's see here. So keep in mind that, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Thank you, Mary. Okay. Let me, clear this out here. Okay. So I'm going to, basically, you know, I'll explain as best as I can. There's this interesting way of, you know, balancing, discussing this because we at W3C, everything is wide open, and at IMS Global, things aren't as open. So, but open badges are like in between states. So I can talk about quite a bit, and also we have an open badges repository, which helps with communicating these things. So, see here. Okay. So this, the link here in the, top of the slide, this is a link to the open badges, repository where we put in the, pull request for the proposal to align open badges with verifiable credentials. And as you can see, there's a lot of discussion in there, and there was some pushback, from the CLR group specifically. Not that we didn't really anticipate that. We anticipated there would be some pushback from, on like, how do we align, you know, let's work to previous versions of open badges and, that type of stuff. But what we heard was that, CLR group also wanted to be aligned with verifiable credentials and felt as though, that work should happen. So, we had this discussion for a couple of weeks, and this is where it landed last week. In our IMS Open Badges project call, which is that there'll be two charters written that are going to align both Open Badges and CLRs with VCs as a charter for each group. So those who may have been concerned that, you know, Open Badges was being replaced by CLR, I think at this stage right now you can feel confident that they're staying separate, with Open Badges for single achievements and CLR more for bundled achievements. But the goal is to find a common data model for achievements and assertions, because those are the things that are shared between Open Badges and CLR. The advantages to this, and actually I have a spreadsheet where I can show you, the spreadsheet's actually in the document, but I will show you it anyway. The advantage for Open Badges especially is that we would get a lot more rich data that we could include. It'd be optional probably. And there's a lot of work to do, but it's interesting to consider this common data model for both of them. Because essentially they're trying to do the same things. And then we can also figure out how to do the bundled, credentials as verifiable credentials. So, it seems like a good way to move ahead. So what will happen is that the IMS members will vote on these two charters. I don't know what happens if it doesn't pass, but I assume it will. And then two new project groups will be formed. So there'll be new project group of badges, a new one for the CLR. This will probably happen around September. And then at least in the open badges group, we should be able to pilot some single VCs by like late fall, early winter. Does anybody have any questions about any of that?
I don't have any questions, but one comment. I think the CLR will be on the similar timeline.
Excellent. That's great. Contingent Sky is part of both groups. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting that going. And also in terms of this, VC, document model that we're trying to produce, you know, people are waiting to see what will come out of both of these. So I think that'll be awesome, right? Anybody else have any questions? Okay. What I'll just do then is go through what the changes are so far, the updates that were made to the proposal. And then if anyone has any questions about that, we can go through those. And then just next steps for this group in terms of what I see. I believe that Anthony comes back from his break this week. And so he and I can meet up to talk about, you know, when the meetings will be for VCHU and what works for him. Because Mondays have been hard for him. And so we'll see how that goes. Okay. Yeah. So this is a summary of the changes. This is in the pull request. But I just put it in here too, so you can take the slides with you if you need it. So I'm just going to sort of show you each of these. You can see them all in the updated PDF, which is, if you can't get to the slides, let me know. But if you need me to put the slides, I'm sorry, the PDF in the chat, I can do that too. Okay, so this was on the, sorry, I should put this, the design goals and rationale. We changed a paragraph of text. That sort of describes exactly what I just told you. So we put in content that said we really want to discuss how these models, how valuable it is for models to share these concepts, and that consistency would be best for both types of credentials, whether single or bundled. I'm just going to hit Q every once in a while and make sure there's no one in there. All right. Oh, Marty, you're in the queue. Oh, no, that was your, yeah. You were in the queue before.
Remove me, yeah. Sorry.
How do I do that again? Is it ACK?
ACK,
Oh, Marty, thank you.
I think, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, that gave you the floor. All right, that's what I do when you take the floor. Thank you. All right, thanks. So this was an update to the skills use case. We got some feedback on gender usage in the use case, and we always want to make that fair, so we are more equitable. So we just made this specific use case gender binary. That was the only change here. So it could be applicable and understood by more people. And then we added some additional terms, and this is because, well, for two reasons. We're talking very specifically about achievements and assertions, so I wanted to make sure that those are spelled out as best as possible in the additional terms. I don't know if these are quite perfect, but they're a good start. And then I added result because it turns out that in the initial proposal, I had made some mistakes with result descriptions and results. And you'll be able to see that in a minute, but result really goes where evidence would be in an open badge. Or to CLR, right? It would be like there was part of like an assertion. And I had put result descriptions as part of the assertion, and result descriptions really are part of the achievement. So I'm not going to read all of this. This is a section in the proposal that you probably want to read on your own. I did put all three paragraphs in here. I'm not going to read it all. But it basically just reinforces what I said at the beginning of this and what we're going to be doing and why we think this is a good idea. Read that on your own. And then, this is one thing I think we forgot to update in the proposal is, this achievement. We're going to switch this has credential, our proposal anyways, to switch has credential to achievement, which we think works better for also the VC edu concerns that have come up. Because having a credential and a credential was the language wasn't working very well. So we are saying the recipient would get have an achievement, and then there'd be achievement properties. Typically this would be a badge class. I think we're going to just have properties in here, not call it the badge class, but we'll get there. Any questions so far? All right. So this is, we made some example updates to the examples. I just did some screenshots in here, I wanted to point it out so you would know where to find it in the proposal. So this is on page 21, where we updated has credential to achievement and type achievement. Yes. And then lastly, this is where I made the corrections for result and result descriptions. This example is not very, like the screenshot doesn't help very much, but if you go to page 21, you'll see how the changes are. And if you're familiar with GitHub, you can go into the actual code and view the GIFs on this in case you're wondering what you want to see specifically, the changes. All right. Well, that was really it for the updates. There's quite a bit of work ahead of us, but it's an interesting way to approach this. And so the next steps here in this group that I see, and I will talk to you Anthony about this, is to really take a better stab at the data model recommendation document. What we need to do in there is really update the description and go through the various parts and update the examples. It's quite a bit of work to do in there. I like to write. I am happy to work on this, but also having a hand would be great. So I'm looking for volunteers. I promise that if you volunteer, we can do it in a Google Doc and you won't be on your own, that I'll be doing it with you. So if anybody has a couple hours or so in the next couple weeks and wants to lend a hand, I would greatly appreciate that. Then after that, we will probably look, the complex credentials work is going on. I believe you guys are meeting on Tuesdays, Marty. Is that right?
Correct.
So I feel like, you know, since this is tied, we should really start looking at that more closely. Evidence is something that has come up quite a bit in terms of images and embedding images or and other types of media. So this is something we should really look at too, and also verifiable presentations. Which is a big deal. And so those are our next steps. And that's pretty much what I have for today. Stop sharing for now. I'm going to give you a link to, let me see if I can find those, that spreadsheet. I made a spreadsheet. Actually, in terms of spreadsheets, I really like it. I'm kind of a spreadsheet nerd, and I really like to color code things and get things all sorted. All right, let me put this in here for you. So this is, there we go. This link is to a spreadsheet that you should all be able to access. It is also linked to in the proposal. And you can see, I'm sorry, I'm going to pause here and say, Dimitri, thank you. I'm going to reach out to you. I owe you an email anyway, so I will be in touch soon. So in this spreadsheet is a list of probably most of the open badges properties and the CLR properties and how they can be aligned and some notes. So this is just sort of a document for us to start with in terms of, you know, what are the base elements that they share? What are the additional elements? What do they mean to use cases for each of the credential types? And so I thought you may all appreciate seeing that and also appreciate my color coding. Sorry, I always make a joke whenever I make a spreadsheet. It's fun. All right, that's it. I'm not a fan of hearing myself talk so much. So if someone else want to jump in and say hey and tell me what you think about all of this, love to hear your opinions and what you think this looks like going forward.
Hey, Katie, this is Nate. I guess I should cue plus real quick just for formality's sake.
Thank you.
This is really exciting work, of course. I'm glad to be involved in it. However, we need to transition maybe for the VCEDU group now that we've sort of formally incubated a particular little proposal here that has gone into a standards body, identifying sort of how we work next and where we go beyond the specific things that went into the open badges and CLR proposals would probably be good. Let's understand sort of what we want to do to take this discussion in a direction that brings in the experience of the folks who are able to join us here in this sort of free and open space. To make sure that the use cases for educational credentials are, you know, well established, understood, and we do more than just sort of sharing out in this meeting about things that happen in other processes, and we can actually sort of incubate the next thing as well. Options for that might include discussing, you know, what partnerships are actually available to kind of get started around the idea of verifiable credentials for education. What DID methods people are looking at choosing, all the other different sort of layers of the tech stack that go into creating a ecosystem where these credentials are interoperable.
Yeah, exactly. I just wrote all of that down. Thank you. That's exactly what we need to do. We also have to make sure that this group in itself, while we want to do this work out in the open, that this group is not only about, you know, open badges. It gives us an opportunity to discuss open badges, but also We know there are other folks on here that want to discuss other things too, especially things like, yeah, what DID methods are you using and how are you doing things so that we can all learn about this. I'm particularly curious about exchanges and which ones are going on now, if any, and how those are working or coming to work, coming to being, you know. Keith, I think I see you in the queue here.
Yeah, thanks, Kara. This is amazing progress and great. I mean, I love some of the changes that have been made. I had one question, which is, I guess, a little bit more in the weeds, but still, I think, interesting. So when we talked about the use of types, and actually I'm coming around on the use of types, I think, you know, the more and more I think about it, the more I like that approach. There was this discussion of, well, like, CLR, we were going to align to the CLR types, and I think Anthony brought up that actually they didn't like the CLR-defined types, and Europe had their own types. Not that I'm looking for a solution, I'm just wondering, because actually I'm interested in this conversation for another group I'm working on. So I wonder how you see that conversation evolving around the definition of types.
Well, I'm going to probably talk a little bit out of turn here. This is how I'd like to see it go, is that because we're working on this common data model, that we can look at what the types list is and revisit that and come to this group and ask for thoughts on it. And then bring that back in and see what works out to be. That's how I think that it should work. How did that sound to you?
I think it's one of those difficult topics where it's very hard to get unanimity on the list, but totally. Yeah, I mean, it's as good as anything to try to get towards something.
Years ago, we tried doing this in badges many years ago, and we ended up just walking away from it because it got so complex. I don't know how that list came up in CLR. Marty and Nate may have historical memories of how that list came up. But it could use a revisit, I think.
Yeah, I added myself to the queue to respond. I think this group is not IMS, and IMS is going to make its own decisions through its process on sort of what items are included in the particular controlled vocabulary. We can probably, we can submit things into that process just as we can submit ideas into any standards bodies process, whether it's W3C or IMS or IEEE or PESC or anything else that's working in the space. But we could also potentially talk about other properties and use cases that verifiable credential issuers who are not specifically using open badges or CLR may want to do, and prove sort of the value of interoperability about that stuff. So it'll be kind of a bit of a two-track conversation probably to advance what types are. And I was most originally added myself to the queue to offer what Kerry had just mentioned, which is there is some history in open badges where people over time have gotten really excited about ideas of let's come up with a taxonomy of different types that cover all possible use cases for badges. And then the effort kind of has sputtered out after a little while, where for whatever reason, agreement couldn't be reached. But I think the CLR group did put together a useful list, at least, that speaks to a lot of North American differentiation between different types of stuff. And also CTDL has a pretty significant list of credential types as well, based on their research, which may also be a little bit North American centric that they put together a few years ago. And those ones are sort of actual like IRIs that could be used in a original type field instead of a credential type field.
Exactly. I was just going to mention credential type. And if folks aren't familiar with that, I'm going to pull up the link to it right now. And for Credential Engine, I mean. They might be open to joining us for this discussion and making changes and additions on their end too. I mean, everybody's sort of seeking this like a golden ideal of interoperability. So we probably want to lean on what is out there as much as possible. And then, yeah, we can bring it back to IMS. And like Nate said, they will make those decisions, but at least we can bring it back and see how that goes. Okay. Marty.
I lost my train of thought. It's very hard to describe and think at the same time.
Yes, I understand.
In the complex credentials group, we actually have, we added in, or we tested with the diploma supplement, that Anthony, Calamari's use case is kind of wrapped around and put that into the CLR. So we do have some non-North American centric, or at least one non-North American centric example that is being debated in that work group.
Awesome. I'm typing this up. Great. Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts? Okay. This may just be a short meeting. I don't want to keep us if it's quiet. I am not sure what is happening for next Monday's meeting yet. So I will reach out to Anthony and see what I can set up. Does anybody have any suggestions as to what they would like to meet about next Wednesday? What agenda topic you would like to see get addressed?
Marty, is the complex credentials work sort of ready for sort of a presentation back to this group? I'm not able to make the time that you folks meet on Tuesdays, but I would be interested in what the touch points are.
We did one a couple of weeks ago, but I'm sure we can.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that. I was backpacking.
Yeah. Yeah. Vacation time has been.
we'll go back and listen.
Yeah. We did do a short one or we did one a couple weeks ago before the discussion around OB3O and other items.
Okay. Well, I will, I'll touch base with Anthony. I'm taking a long weekend, so I don't know that I will be prepared to have anything for Monday. So, and I'm not actually sure we're going to keep meeting on Mondays. Does anybody, gosh, there's so many other days that are filled with other meetings, and this seems to be a pretty good time. But, how do folks feel about the Monday meeting, like this time? Is there a better time that works for others, or does this continue to work? I could also send out a poll and just ask around if that's better.
I think it's, at least selfishly, it's good for me. But, yeah, Nate's send out a doodle.
Yeah.
But other days are definitely full of other work groups.
I know it. Okay. We will work on that. I will reach out to Anthony and see what we can figure out. If no one else has anything, I will call that end of meeting. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody.
Have a good week.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, all. And, Carrie, I'll get that CLR somehow public for us to.
That'd be great, Marty.
Yep, I'll work on that. Thanks.